Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have the honor of having the folks from Calamos Investments here with us today. The CEO of Calamos, John Kadunas, just stepped into the studio here to chat with us. John, how are you today? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, it's funny because it's like it hasn't been a great year for investors, and we all kind of try to digest what's coming our way. But can you just talk a little big picture with us here? I know one of the things you've talked about continually is that the midterms will have an impact on the markets and the economy. And what do you make of what we've seen here? We know that the Senate Democrats have maintained control, it looks like, with 50 seats and the tiebreaker with Kamala Harris. Congress, we're still seeing the House as being determined as we speak. Maybe Republicans will have a slight advantage. What does that mean for our economy?
Well, as you just pointed out, we don't have all the results yet, right? But one thing we can definitely conclude is that this country is extremely divided. And it's almost 50-50, and all these races are pretty close. And so depending on the outlook, if the Congress goes ways of the Republicans, I think that will actually be very good for the markets. It's in the past, you've seen if the balance of power is divided, there's typically gridlock, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, especially since, you know, we had everything one way, and we saw what that did. There was a lot of excess spending, which was not great for the economy. So I think that if it does get divided, there's more of a system of checks and balances. And although a lot may not get done, a lot of bad things may not get done either. So that could be a positive thing, and I think you'll see that reflected in the markets.
So the markets will probably celebrate that, or at least have some sort of positive momentum.
Absolutely.
Off of that,
especially,
kind of news.
Especially in equities. And you saw bits and pieces of that as the election results were coming in, or the polling results were coming in. If you saw more of a divided or a change in the leadership, the markets and the equity markets were going up. And when it changed and thought maybe they wouldn't, you saw them going down. It just typically, if you look at the history, a divided Congress and Senate is usually better for the economy.
Okay, so inflation, definitely top of mind for all of us, for our listeners. And I was just asking if people are going to spend less this year going into the holiday season, knowing that the price of goods, they're more expensive. I mean, you go to the grocery store, you see it. Here's somebody saying, I'm spending nothing as I have since 2018. My immediate family's all gone. I'm not married or have kids. My health has taken a downturn, so it's just not in the cards this year. Yes, my spending will be less. We're going to do a family bowling gathering with everyone and no gift exchange this year. So it's interesting. People are adjusting to this inflationary environment. But at the same time, John, we're all wondering, when will we get some good news? We did get a little bit of data last week that said, is it leveling off? Is inflation finally reached? Has it reached its peak? What do you say? I mean, you're a big picture guy. Tell us what we should know about this.
Well, we did see some positive news, and we are seeing some of the inflation actually, you know, get a little bit better. And some of the products are coming down. There's no question about that. I mean, if you look at some of the coppers going down, used cars, which were going nuts, that's coming down, right? Freight costs has also come down. So those are all positive things for inflation. But having said that, if you try to book an airline ticket, it's going through the moon. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Thanksgiving dinner this year, you go to the grocery store, is there's no relief there. And then there's still the variable of the energy, and depending on what kind of winter we're going to have. So I think we're going to see ups and downs for a little bit longer as we start to come down on inflation, but I don't think it's directionally down yet. Okay. I think that it's going to be volatile for a little bit longer before it comes down.
More with John Kadunas, the CEO of Calamos Investments, in a moment.
And we're back with more financial insights from Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis.
10:49, Anna Ed DeBlunt is in for King John today, and the CEO of Calamos Investments, John Koudounis, is here in studio. John, before the break there, we were just talking about the big picture, the macro events that are affecting the markets, and you got into inflation a little bit. I think that is such an important point for most people today and our daily lives. Just any more thoughts about inflation and when we might see some relief here?
See, I think inflation, we'll probably start to see some relief towards the middle of next year, actually. Until then, I think it's going to be volatile. Some things are coming down, but some of the things are still going up. And, you know, energy is the biggest part of inflation, and that's still the biggest question mark. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it's all related to the entire economy. And unemployment is also a big variable here, too. And as people suggest whether we're in a recession or not, everybody has their opinion, but you know, things are different now, and they say, well, we're not really in a recession because unemployment is lower than usual, because during recessions sometimes unemployment's much higher. I think the unemployment numbers are actually skewed, and they seem lower, but they're actually not as low as people think. There's a couple reasons for that. A lot of people that were getting used to getting paid for staying home, and there's not a lot of jobs out there. They're not really looking for employment. So that artificially brings the number down, because not many people are applying for jobs. Another factor that people don't really look at is the baby boomer factor. So those people that are as old as 75 years old up to about 58, which is considered the baby, 58 to 75 is the baby boomer era, those are natural retirement of those people that has happened in the past, and you have so many of that generation or that age group retiring, and they're not retiring now because inflation is so high, mm-hmm, that they can't afford to retire, so they keep working. So those jobs are out of the market, so there's less jobs out there, so unemployment seems like it's lower than it really is. Mm-hmm. And so I do think we're in a recession, and I think that it's not the end of the world, and it doesn't need to be prolonged like in 2008. But we are in a recession, and I think we'll get out of it. But it's going to be next year at some point.
Next year, that's not all that far away, I would think.
No.
When you were on before, John, you did talk to us about a soft landing, and that it was the Fed's job to try to figure this out, to control inflation and bring us to that point where we don't suffer too much, where there is an end in sight. They've been raising interest rates an awful lot. I think you've probably noticed that. Do you think that that's continuing now that they got that consumer price data last week? I don't know. Where do you see that going?
Well, I think that it's very, very difficult, and you know, the Fed chairman is pretty strict in terms of trying to control inflation. Look, inflation it affects everybody, as you said, and a lot of it in corporate America and all these CEOs, when you have higher rates, you may not borrow to build businesses or do add-ons, or so that hurts corporate America and the economy. You may not, you know, want to hire more people. In fact, you may even want to lay people off because inflation rates are really high. So it has a toll in the business. Now, the Fed chairman, he's been pretty adamant that he's going to continue to raise rates at a level where he's going to start to see some relief. But it takes a long time for it to get absorbed into the economy to see that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to do a soft landing. Once again, it's not the end of the world. We need to get inflation under control. And I think they were late to the game, and they're going to make sure that they get through it, and it's going to be tough for the economy for a little bit.
You're already seeing the tech sector lay off a lot of people, Facebook with thousands of layoffs, and it's starting to, you see the ripple effect throughout that entire sector, probably other sectors.
There's
fall.
A lot more to come. And I forgot who I saw this morning, another 10,000 jobs. It might have been Amazon. But don't quote me on that. But there's going to be more layoffs coming.
Yeah. We will get into more of the market opportunities with members of your team like Matt. But I do want to just mention one thing. What advice are you giving to clients right now, John? What are you saying? Just kind of, hey, here's the deal.
Well, most of our clients and our wealth management clients, if they've had a good program in place, hang tight. The advice that they've been giving gets you through these times, and you don't take losses unless you sell your position. So most things will come back, have come back, and hang tight. And for those that is a wake up call, and you can adjust your risk tolerance to these markets. And it's very difficult even for the professionals to try to time. So don't try to time. Just have a great plan in place. And let alone individuals that aren't doing it on a day-to-day basis. So long-term plan that takes your appetite for risk is what we suggest to all our clients. And if they've already done that, hang tight.
I remember before you were on and you said time in the market is better than trying to time the market. And then if you had missed 4 or 5 days of 1 year, your results of your returns would have been dramatically lower. It's amazing. No one can time those 4 or 5 days. One would know even.
It's very difficult. Yeah, people. I forget the statistic, but I think it was last year when the S&P was up like 23%. And if you had not been invested for 4 days or 5 days in the entire market, your returns could have been negative. So that's a big difference versus just keeping in S&Ps every day. So it's very difficult to time the market. So like I said, long-term plan that adjusts for your risk tolerance is what we suggest to our clients, and just sticking with it.
And you're right, Amazon is firing several thousand employees, largest layoff in company history, adding to that tech sector that all seems to be shedding workers right now as their valuations go down.
Inflation has its consequences, and there it is.
There it is. Hey, we're going to be talking with the founder of Calamos Investments, John Calamos himself. I know just very quickly, he's a veteran, and you are very involved with veterans' causes at Calamos, and it's an incredible thing.
Yes, we're really proud of our founder, John. He's an incredible person. He's an incredible leader and an American, and he's a Vietnam vet and a decorated hero. And he was an Air Force pilot and flew over 400 missions, and you'll get the privilege of talking to him in a few minutes.
We will look forward to that. Thank you, John. John Kadunas, CEO of Calamos Investments.
More. Thank you, Anna.